Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
A-News Breaks, solving the value-based care puzzle. Agis brings clarity with AI. Adagis, a healthcare technology company, is offering a solution for providers navigating the shift to value-based care. With a focus on simplicity, contract visibility, and financial outcomes, Adagis aims to address the challenge of rewarding quality care. By combining AI, contract visibility, and financial monitoring, the company stands at the intersection of healthcare technology and financial analytics. Adagis' strategy appeals to both providers seeking efficiency and investors looking for scalable healthcare platforms. With a patented platform and growing patient coverage, Adagis is establishing itself as a key player in the value-based care market.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, NRxP, receives FDA approval of suitability petition for preservative-free ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA approval for its suitability petition for Keto-Free, a preservative-free ketamine product. This product is designed to eliminate toxic preservatives found in current ketamine offerings. The approval allows for the immediate refiling of the company's abbreviated new drug application. NRx is focused on reshoring sterile drug manufacturing and removing harmful preservatives, with the ketamine market estimated at $750 million. In addition to Keto-Free, NRx is also developing NRx-100, a non-generic ketamine formulation for suicidal depression and PTSD. Q&A with Kalei Ip, Chief Operating Officer of Element Care. Kalei Ip, Chief Operating Officer of Element Care, brings over 20 years of healthcare leadership to her role at this leading provider of senior care services. She has driven success in value-based care models, financial operations, and program expansion. As the new COO of Element Care Pace, her top priorities are ensuring operational excellence, strengthening financial performance, and expanding access to interdisciplinary, coordinated care. Kalei is drawn to Element Care's PACE model for its legacy of delivering compassionate, comprehensive care to older adults in Massachusetts. PACE is unique for its holistic approach to healthcare, streamlining all medical care under one roof and reducing hospitalizations, costs, and improving quality of life. Kalei plans to apply lessons from leading large-scale initiatives to enhance Element Care's operational model and prepare for strategic growth. She sees technology-enabled care, like remote patient monitoring and AI-powered data analytics, as promising for improving outcomes for older adults. PACE is expected to expand nationally and align incentives across Medicare and Medicaid over the next 5 to 10 years. Kalei's advice to emerging healthcare leaders is to prioritize the human element and be willing to challenge the status quo to make a real difference in senior care. TSC Life receives FDA 510K clearance for Fluido AirGuard System, a moderate to high flow blood and IV fluid warming solution for the prevention of hypothermia. TSC Life has received FDA clearance for its Fluido AirGuard System, a moderate to high flow blood and IV fluid warmer. The system, designed for emergency care, surgery, ICU, labor and delivery, and trauma cases, provides rapid infusion of warm fluids to prevent hypothermia. With flow rates up to 800 millilitres per min, the system features automatic air detection and IV line clamping to prevent complications like outgassing. TSC Life CEO Parek Curtis stated that transitioning to a direct commercial team in the U.S. has accelerated company growth and allowed for new product launches. The Fluido AirGuard system is a best-in-class solution that prioritizes patient safety and cost efficiency, reflecting TSC Life's commitment to innovative healthcare solutions.
Solagenix Inc., Nasden GX, strengthens position in CTCL treatment with Hybrite flash results. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, is strengthening its position in the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma with the Hybrite flash results. The original flash study enrolled 169 patients across three treatment cycles, with the ongoing flash 2 trial building on those findings while addressing regulatory requirements for confirmatory evidence. Solagenix sees these studies as crucial steps in its regulatory and commercial journey. With statistically significant data already achieved and confirmatory enrollment underway, Solagenix is moving closer to potential regulatory approvals worldwide. The company's mission to advance Hybrite as a new standard of care in CTCL treatment is supported by the results from the pivotal FLASH trial, an ongoing FLASH 2 confirmatory study. Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRxP, receives FDA approval of suitability petition for preservative-free ketamine product. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NAFXP, has received FDA approval for its suitability petition for Ketafree EM, a preservative-free ketamine product. This product aims to eliminate toxic additives found in current ketamine offerings. The approval allows for the immediate refiling of the company's abbreviated new drug application. NRx is focused on reshoring sterile drug manufacturing and removing harmful preservatives in line with federal priorities. The ketamine market is estimated at $750 million. Additionally, NRx is developing NRx-100, a non-generic ketamine formulation for suicidal depression and PTSD. For more information, visit NRx Pharmaceuticals Newsroom.
Network News Breaks, Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc., American CEO, featured on IBN's Bell to Bell podcast. Strawberry Fields REIT, Strawlidew, CEO Moish Gubin recently appeared on IBN's Bell to Bell podcast, discussing the company's structure, asset mix across 10 states, and leadership team's operating background. Gubin highlighted Strawberry Fields' consistent performance, with 10 years of uninterrupted collection, no loan write-offs, and an 11% annual growth in per-share value. This positions the stock as a conservative investment with steady yield. The company, focused on skilled nursing and healthcare-related properties, owns 142 healthcare facilities with over 15,500 beds in various states. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at httnnw.fm/trw. Network Newswire is a specialized communications platform delivering financial news and content distribution for private and public companies.
Fulbright Canada and Memers announced strategic collaboration to revolutionize mental health solutions. Fulbright Canada and Memers Software Inc. have announced a strategic collaboration to revolutionize mental health solutions. The organizations will work together to address the mental health crisis on college campuses and develop improved treatment protocols. Memers, led by digital innovation leader Richard Zwicky, has created Sparks, a platform that uses AI to deliver tailored therapeutic content based on emotional analysis. This partnership aims to make mental health care more personalized and accessible, combining academic research with technological innovation to transform the delivery of mental health services. Lionheart Health to present at the 2025 Octane Medical Innovation Forum, The Science of Longevity. Lionheart Health, Inc., a company specializing in organ regeneration and health span longevity technologies, will be presenting at the 2025 Octane Medical Innovation Forum. Howard Lionheart, the executive chairman, will discuss their technology platform focusing on regenerative aesthetics. Lionheart Health's business model involves licensing their technology to clinics worldwide. They have been recognized in various competitions and awards for their innovative developments. The company is currently working on a whole-body regeneration chamber project. Lionheart Health is a spin-out of Lionheart Ventures, LLC, with a history of treating over 600,000 patients. While they believe in the potential of their forward-looking statements, they acknowledge the risks involved. For more information, visit their website.
Investor News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTCQB, ODLC, joint venture Sapu Nano receives approval to begin phase 1 trial of injectable everolimus for breast cancer. Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc.'s joint venture Sapu Nano has received approval to start a phase 1 trial for an injectable form of everolimus for breast cancer. This trial aims to improve drug absorption compared to the oral version, potentially leading to better outcomes for patients. The company's innovative approach could pave the way for longer-lasting disease control and improved efficacy. Oncotelic Therapeutics focuses on developing oncology and immunotherapy products to address high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications. With a strong portfolio of inventions and strategic partnerships, the company is committed to advancing therapeutics in the oncology and rare disease space.
From chaos to clarity, Scott H. Silverman releases You're Not God, That Job is Taken, offering hope and guidance through life's toughest challenges. Scott H. Silverman, author and interventionist, releases his latest book, You're Not God, That Job is Taken, offering hope and guidance for those struggling with addiction and mental health crises. Available on Amazon in ebook and audiobook formats, the book is a heartfelt guide for individuals and families seeking a path out of crisis. Silverman, with over 3 decades of sobriety, emphasizes the importance of empathy, understanding, and access to treatment. Through personalized navigation and support at the Veterans Navigation Center, he ensures that no one feels outside the scope of his support. You're Not God, That Job is Taken encourages readers to let go of control, lead with empathy, and be fully present in supporting those in need. Silverman's work goes beyond awareness, focusing on creating real change and inspiring a cultural shift towards addiction and recovery with dignity and compassion. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.